In today's episode, I talk with Dr. Susan Chomsky. She has dedicated her life to helping people take command in highly effective and powerful positive ways. We talk about many things, including meditation, how it's taken a pandemic to change the consciousness for humanity, the subtle energy body, intuition, and all the many benefits a spiritual practice can offer. But before we begin the interview, let's take a moment to pause, to breathe, and to set some intentions for this week. So wherever you are, if you can, take a nice deep inhale and exhale. Calling in your higher self, calling in your energy as you begin to align the spiritual body right on top of the physical body. Inhaling and exhaling, centering, grounding, aligning with yourself. Inhaling, bringing that breath all the way up the body. And exhale, sending that breath all the way back down. In the medicine wheel, we find ourselves in the direction of the east, which holds the vibration of the season of spring. In the east is where the sun rises each and every day, offering us that courage and faith to begin again. We plant new seeds in our gardens, and we allow for that growth, calling in the directions for guidance and protection. To the east, the south, the west, and the north. Above us, below us, right into the very center, calling into your spirit. Setting an intention for this time, right into the third eye center. Allow yourself to see all that you can. Allow yourself to see these intentions coming in for you. And as these intentions come in, how will you feel? Notice those emotions and allow them to elevate, to raise the vibration for you with peace, with joy. However it is you want to feel, elevate those emotions and radiate them out through the auric field, setting that energy out there for you. Take another deep inhale and exhale, feeling yourself grounding, focusing, as we bring our awareness back, opening up for this interview, coming back. Dr. Susan Chomsky has dedicated her life to helping people take command of their lives in highly effective, powerful, positive ways. She is the author of 18 books in English, published by Simon & Schuster, Random House, Red Wheel, Wisner, and Skyhorse Publishing. She has won 32 prestigious book awards and has 34 books in foreign editions. A pioneer in the human potential field, she has spent several decades teaching thousands of people meditation, prayer, affirmation, and intuition. Her books have been published in several languages worldwide, and several were number one Amazon bestsellers. They include Divine Revelation, Miracle Prayer, How to Hear the Voice of God, Ascension, Exploring Meditation, Exploring Auras, Exploring Chakras, Instant Healing, The Power of Auras, Awakening Your Third Eye, Awakening Your Divine Intuition, Color Your Chakras, The Big Book of Chakras, Third Eye Meditations, Earth Energy Meditations, Prosperity Meditations, and her memoir, Maharishi and Me. Dr. Shumsky is a highly respected spiritual teacher and founder of Divine Revelation, a unique field-proven technology for contacting the divine presence, hearing and testing the inner voice, and receiving clear divine guidance. For two decades, her mentor was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, guru of the Beatles and of Deepak Chopra. She served on Maharishi's personal staff for 6 years. A sought-after media guest and highly acclaimed professional speaker, Shumsky has done over 700 speaking engagements and over 1,200 media appearances since her first book was published, including Woman's World, GQ, Cosmopolitan, Los Angeles Times, Washington Post, nationally syndicated, and New York TV. She is featured in the movies Three Magic Wands, The Illuminated One, Superpower, Ignite Your Divine Intelligence, The Beatles in India, and the Maharishi Archives. She has an amazing repertoire. I am honored to have her as my guest. So let us welcome Dr. Shumsky to the show. Welcome, Dr. Shumsky.
I am so excited to be here with you today, Terri-Ann.
Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on your two new books. How awesome. The Big Book of Chakras and Chakra Healing and Third Eye Meditations. So exciting to see this. And I must say, you have done so many amazing things and so many awards for your work and your writings. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Terri-Ann.
Yes, it's really nice and quite honored to talk to you and bring this work out to my listeners. So we are in such a challenging time right now, and probably everybody's kind of tired of hearing challenging time and the times we're in and crisis and all of that. The truth is that we really are. And underneath all of this is really a shift in humanity, a shift in mankind, I would say. Would you agree with that?
Huge shift. This is the ascension that we've been thinking about and waiting for. I truly believe that this pause, this time when the entire earth is becoming highly introverted, going within, self-reflecting, wondering what their purpose is, why they're here, thinking about how their life might change when we come out of this. I know that it's very strange to think that a deadly disease could bring about an ascension of humanity or bring about higher consciousness on a mass scale. But guess what? Strange as it is, that's what's happening right now.
Strange as it is, that is what's happening right now. Yes, it really, really is. And no wonder Corona has that root word in crown. I really find that to be very symbolic of what we are trying to do right now. Open up that crown chakra, open up to humanity in a whole different way. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's happening.
It is happening.
It's really amazing.
Yeah.
More love, more kindness, more. People are having to deal with their issues, familial issues. You know, they're stuck with the people that they actually love, finding out how much they truly do love them, even though they're driving each other nuts. And really getting back to the roots, getting back to who we really are, coming back to our true divine nature.
Yeah, it really is important. And, you know, one of the things I've been kind of looking at, because here I am, I do spirituality in the Deep South, and lots of times people give me that like, oh, well, you can't see it. How do you know it works? Well, the interesting thing is, too, is you can't see this virus going around, but it's pretty powerful. So as you do this work that you do with the subtle body, how would you address something like that?
Oh, well, I never try to convince people who poo-poo the New Age or metaphysical ideas. I never try to change their minds. But I remember one time when I was in Arkansas and I was talking to a gentleman who was very strong in his faith. You know, he was a Church of Christ guy. And I was talking to him and I was just asking him certain pointed questions. I was quoting Jesus and asking questions. And after a while, he got extremely flustered and didn't want to talk to me anymore.
Right. And I do agree. I mean, it isn't so much a matter of convincing, although sometimes I think in the South here, since I've been back, I lived in New York, Susan, for 35 years and moved back to help my parents and came back and brought my teachings and my work. And I do feel like sometimes I am trying to convince people. And you know what? You're right. It's like we don't need to convince. I know the work is there. I know the subtle body energy is there. And even though we can't see it, you know, it is there. Mm-hmm. And it is a very powerful force. And as you talk about in both of these books, it is our energy systems. It is our pranic force of energy. It is how we get by on a day-to-day basis.
Well, actually, yeah. Prana is what's keeping you alive. Prana meaning life force energy. That is what is giving you heat and giving you movement and allows you to stand upright. It is said in the ancient scriptures, the Upanishads of India, it is said that when prana is in the body, that is what is defined as life. And when prana leaves the body, that is what is defined as death. So if you didn't have your subtle body, you would be a corpse, basically. But strangely enough, if you dissected a corpse, you would not find prana. You would not find any nadi, which are the conduits of subtle energy. You would not find any chakras, which are the plexuses of subtle energy. You wouldn't find any of that at all, because your subtle body is indeed in a different dimension and completely invisible and undetectable by, at least by modern means.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So how does one get to one's subtle body?
Well, getting to one's subtle body, that's an interesting question, because there are five layers of the five sheaths that they talk about in India, which is, first of all, the physical body, which is the Anamaya Kosha, which translates as the food sheath, because it's made of food, sustained by food, and becomes food for something else after we're gone. And then there's the subtle vitality body, or vital energy body, the Pranamaya Kosha, made of prana, made of life force energy, consisting of these conduits of subtle energy called nadi, also called meridian, and the plexuses of subtle energy called chakra, meaning wheel in Sanskrit. And then there's the Manamaya Kosha, which is your mental emotional body. And that's where the senses lie, you know, the senses by which you are able to perceive the world. And then there is the Vijnanamaya Kosha, which is your intellect and ego body. And then there is your the Anandamaya Kosha, which is your causal body. And there are higher bodies, though. For example, the I am body, or the I am self. And how we get in touch with our higher bodies is through meditation, through going deep within and expanding our awareness and allowing ourselves to really perceive and realize our true self, which is our higher self, meaning the I am self, or the Atman. They call it Atman in India.
Atma. I have a dear friend here. His name is Atma, his spiritual name. Yeah. So give us an idea of how popular meditation is today, all over.
The reality is that surveys have been done, and anywhere from 10% to 14% of the population in the United States claims that they meditate. So it's hugely popular and becoming more popular all the time. My guru was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. He was the guru of the Beatles. He was very famous in the 20th century. When he arrived in the United States in 1959, there was no mantra, there was no yoga, there was no meditation. These terms simply did not exist in the West. Within 10 years, and with a little help from his friends, the Beatles, he made these into household words. So meditation was, there was a big boom in meditation back then in the 60s and the 70s. But once again, there seems to be a recurrence. There's a big boom right now due to the David Lynch Foundation. He's a famous Hollywood director who founded an organization whereby people at risk could learn meditation for free. So in any case, a lot of celebrities are learning meditation now and claim that they meditate. I mean, anywhere, people from Meghan Markle to Hugh Jackman to Cameron Diaz, Katy Perry, you know, I mean, the list is very, very long of people who meditate.
Yeah, and I think the mindfulness is another buzzword too that we're hearing all over, mindfulness.
Yeah, for some reason, I guess people think that's a more friendly word or something. I don't know. They're afraid.
I think it takes the woo out. I tell you, down here in the South, I have had to be so mindful of my language and meeting people where they are. And yeah, and you know what? I woke up, well, actually, I was in a car accident, and I just kind of said, you know what? I'm still alive. That means I have more work to do. And I realized, you know, I'm tired of selling myself short in the work that I do. And maybe it does sound woo, but you know what? This is the ascension. This is the rise in consciousness that we need. So I'm laughing at myself as I say this as well. Yeah. And you know what I'm also noticing too, this whole idea of global meditation right now and how important that is, because it magnifies that energy to a greater extent.
You know, it's so interesting you brought that up, Terri-Ann, because my guru Maharishi, he's the one that first proposed this whole idea of meditating in large groups. And he used to always say, in order for the forest to be green, the trees must be green. In order for the world to be at peace, individuals must be at peace. And his entire platform, if you want to call it a platform, his entire goal was to create world peace. So what he did is he did experiments. He sent hundreds of people to crime-ridden areas and to war-torn areas. And then he had various scientists do statistical analysis. And they found that when these people meditated in large groups together, that the crime rate went down, that the war subsided. And so it was proven, and it's called the Maharishi effect, actually. When a small percentage of the population meditates, then what happens is people create waves of love and peace in the atmosphere, and it changes society. So that's why people now are doing these global meditations, and it's very powerful. You know, Jesus said, when two or more are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So it's when people gather together for a common purpose, it creates an exponential energy of whatever that purpose is. If the purpose is world peace or to create health, for example, in the world or whatever we're praying for, it can be very powerful for people to do it together.
Yes, it can be. And to me, I see it as like another form of bandwidth. As we're joining in, magnifying this energy, raising the vibration. Vibration is a frequency, right? Mm-hmm. And there is some talk that some of this virus has to do with the 5G technology that's been unleashed. So I like to say, like, well, where are you putting your attention? Which bandwidth do you want to tune into, right?
Exactly.
And yeah, to me, it's just as powerful when we all meditate at the same time and really push this energy or a ripple effect all over the world. I mean, I love it. I love joining in on these and feeling that expansion that's coming forward. And I believe this is how we will start to shift this energy. I really do.
Absolutely. We have to shift the energy of fear into the energy of love. There's a widespread fear amongst people in the world, and it needs to shift. It needs to go into a higher vibration. We can't continue to live in fear like this. We've got to live in higher consciousness, raise the vibration. Experience peace, love, kindness, compassion. And it's happening. It really is happening.
It is starting to shift for sure. So how would you say, if you were talking to the novice as never meditated before, how would you say that meditation helps to change consciousness? Like some people just think, oh, it's a practice to quiet the mind. How do they play into this?
Well, a lot of scientific research has been done on meditation. And it certainly isn't just quieting the mind. In fact, the mind isn't even necessarily that quiet when a person is meditating. Meditation relaxes the body. It creates greater health on so many levels, reduces stress, reduces hypertension, increases academic performance, increases well-being, increases positive attitude. And also it's been even shown to reverse signs of aging. So wow, it has so many powerful effects. And how do you measure consciousness? Well, there have been brainwave studies done on meditation as well. And what's been found is coherence in various hemispheres of the brain being incoherence, and also going into the waves of alpha and theta, which are more relaxed and states, and also theta indicating higher consciousness, alpha indicating peacefulness. I mean, these brainwave measurements actually prove that meditation does change consciousness.
Yeah, it actually does. And yes, I do. I follow Dr. Joe Dispenza, whose latest book just showed pictures and showed the brain patterns and showed the brain wave. It was like, yes, it shows the work I do. So I totally agree with that. Yes. And I think that, you know, having a wider viewpoint of what meditation can do is very helpful. It really is. And, you know, as you're listing out all of these things it does, I'm thinking, why is it only 10 to 14%? I just like think maybe we can raise that.
Well, I think that's a huge percent, actually. It's a huge percent. And that's the reason why the consciousness of the, especially America, is really changing into a more positive direction. It's because so many people are meditating. It's very powerful.
Love it. Yeah, love it. That's really great. So you talk about third eye meditation in your book. Tell us a little bit about that and how that differs from meditation.
Right. So, as I said, I was with this guru for 2 decades, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and I practiced transcendental meditation at that time. But then I found another form of meditation that I liked better called divine revelation. And that's what I practice. That's what I teach. That's what my books are about. And my latest book is called Third Eye Meditations. And that consists of guided meditations, affirmations, prayers, and mantras that people can do easy, so easy to do these. Third eye meditation, guided meditations. Guided meditations is the easiest possible way to meditate. I call it the do nothing program, because all you have to do is just follow the instructions of the meditation. So with this book, you can either read the meditations in the book, which will take you into an altered or higher state of consciousness, or even better is to record the meditations onto a device and then get into a really comfortable position, get comfy and cozy, and then begin, just start playing back the meditation, and then close your eyes and just follow the instructions. And that will take you into higher states of consciousness. It will help you develop your third eye. And it will actually, this particular book deals with a lot of different areas of life that can be improved by doing these meditations. So you're opening the doorway to different aspects of your life. I'll just give you an overview here. For example, open the doorway to infinite consciousness, to guided meditation, to divine love and light, to forgiveness and gratitude, to strength and protection, to inner peace and contentment, to meaningful relationships, to a purposeful, authentic life, to health and energy, to meaningful abundance, to real power and true success, to universal love, to ecological balance, to world peace, to intuition and wisdom, to wholeness and oneness, to spiritual lifting, and then the last chapter, opening the doorway to ascension. So all of these different topics are covered in the book. And these are all guided meditations. Guided meditations means step by step, you are led through the process. It makes it really, really easy for anyone to do, and very powerful. I mean, really amazing. And I do recommend that, that you read some of the meditations that you want to practice. You read them onto a device and then play them back. Or, by the way, the book Third Eye Meditations is also available as an audio book.
Excellent. Yeah. So that you can then listen to them for sure. Yeah. And the third eye has often been associated with intuition. So by meditating more and more, your intuition will grow?
Absolutely. It will grow. as long as you have the intention to focus on developing your intuition, and as long as you do something that people normally don't do in meditation, and that is to ask. Everything that I teach is based upon one principle, and that is ask, and it shall be given unto you. So by asking, you do receive whatever it is you have asked for. So what I recommend is that during meditation, when you're in a quiet state, when you're in a state of deep relaxation and expanded awareness, that's the time to not only enjoy that unbounded awareness, but also to begin a dialogue with your higher self. And that is to begin to ask questions and receive answers from the still small voice within. So what you would do is you'd ask specific questions, or you'd ask for specific experiences. Like you might ask for expanded awareness, or ask for world peace even, or ask for health, for perfect health. Or you might ask, even better, to develop intuition would be to ask specific questions like, what is wise for me to do about the conflict that I'm having with my children, or what's wise for me to do with the conflict I'm having with my boss, or any question like, can you please give me some creative ideas? I'd like creative ideas for this project. So start a dialogue with your higher self, and you will receive the answers to those questions when you ask, and then take a big, big deep breath, and then do what I call the do nothing program. That means do nothing, nothing and less than nothing, which means have a neutral attitude, but open to receive. And then you will receive whatever it is you have asked for.
Yeah, I like that. I saw the opening there for your book with that, and I really appreciated that, the do nothing, for sure. So as we all are coming out of this stay at home, this is the perfect opportunity to start to ask some of these questions, like, what is my next step? How do I need to shift? These kind of questions as you move in through meditation and opening the third eye.
Absolutely. This is the time for self-reflection. This is a great time to begin practicing intuition. I think everybody needs to realize that intuition is a skill that anyone can learn. It's just like learning to play the piano, learning a foreign language. You can also learn intuition. You can develop your intuition by practice, 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 practice.
Yes.
So do it on a regular basis. Keep practicing. And one really important thing, Terry Ann, is while practicing, don't be afraid to make a mistake.
Yeah.
So if you're learning the piano, you make a lot of mistakes at first, but then you get better at it and you make less mistakes. So don't be afraid to not only listen to your intuition, not only to open to it and receive it, but also to follow what it's telling you to do.
Right.
Listening is one thing, but actually acting upon it, that's where the magic comes. That's where the miracles will start happening in your life, when you actually listen to the intuition and follow what you're guided to do.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I am a big one on talking about practice. We can't just like read about it and wish about it. We do have to practice. And
yes.
Yeah, and meditation is one of the greatest ways to have both of those benefits, to calm down and to open up your intuition. But sitting and practicing is important. And I agree. I teach intuition. So I teach the same thing. It's a skill. You practice it, you learn it. And again, like you just said, like really listening and then taking the advice from your higher self. Lots of times we go, oh, no, I already know that. Or no, not that. And we're looking for something else when it's right in front, right there. And we just have to really listen and then follow. Definitely.
Absolutely, Terry Ann. Yes, that's what we need to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So where is the best place that people can find these books?
Oh, okay. Well, my books are anywhere you buy books. You can get them at bookstores. You can get them online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Target, wherever you buy your books. That's where you'll find my books. I have 18 books in print and 34 foreign editions. Yeah.
That is super impressive. Working on my second book, that is super impressive. Yes, definitely. So all of the local bookstores, yeah, or ask your local bookstore or find them online as well. And the best place for people to reach you, do you have a favorite, yeah, website?
Yeah, drsusan.org. That's drsusan.org. And also divinetravels.com. That's plural on the travels, divinetravels.com. So those are my main websites.
Do you teach from your books? Do you have programs that go with it?
Yes, I do teach. And if you go to my website, drsusan.org, and you click on the author page, you'll see my itinerary there, which is ginormous itinerary. Anyway, yeah, you'll see it there.
Excellent. Yeah, definitely. So, Susan, as we go to just kind of round this up and leave our listeners with a bit of, you know, nice, empowering information, how would you say that this work and these books that you've just published can help empower the spirit right now?
Okay, I'm gonna ask everyone to repeat these words after me. I'll give you a very powerful affirmation that can change your life if you practice it every day. And here it is. I am in control. I am the only authority in my life. I am divinely protected by the light of my being. I close off my aura and body of light to the lower astral levels of mind, and I open to the spiritual world. Thank you, God, and so it is. So practice that affirmation on a daily basis, and you'll find yourself very self-empowered. You'll find that you won't be an energy sponge anymore. You won't be thinking other people's thoughts and taking on energies from other people. You'll be very, very empowered and gain great self-authority.
Yes, be empowered, open to the spiritual world, and be your own authority. Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Definitely, we'll check out the books and really open up to a higher consciousness that is being called for at this time. Thank you so much.
And thanks for inviting me, Terri-Ann.
Yes, to your spirit. Namaste.
Namaste.
I am. I am in control. I am divinely protected. I am ascending into higher states of consciousness. Yes. These revelations through meditation and opening the third eye can enable you to clear the blocks, beliefs, and old fears and imprints that prevent a life of peace and health. We can take this pause as a time to rise above and shift the consciousness for greater good for all. Raise the vibration, raise the consciousness, and notice what you notice. Reach out if you need help or guidance to connecting to your spiritual practice. You don't have to do this alone. Thanks again for listening. This is your host, Terri-Ann Hyman. To your spirit, namaste. The Reiki Master Retreat is still on, June 5th through June 7th. Get away to the mountains of North Carolina. Relax, refresh, and step into Reiki mastery. With the beauty of nature all around us, we'll experience the mind, body, and spiritual connections with the practice of Reiki. Each day, we will begin with yoga, meditation, and Reiki energy. We will layer in the other modalities of the oracles, sound, and crystal healing. We'll attune to the complete ray of energy. You'll learn the first step in attuning one's energy with the Reiki healing attunement that you can offer to your clients. We will empower the weekend with an opening fire ceremony of setting intentions. We'll have practice time on each other, and you'll even create a Reiki medicine bag for yourself. The path of the Reiki student mirrors a personal healing path. The journey in Reiki mastery will be a transformative one for you.